Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Brazarians, yesterday on McAfee. It's a good way to ask a question, Keith. BS or no BS?
It's a new game we're going to play. BS or no BS?
That's not a bad idea.
It's no BS. Yeah. It's sort of like it's right on the same place as the may or may not.
It is very close to may or may not. I do agree. I don't want to step on their toes.
That's true.
But BS or no BS?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bruce Arians says no BS. I liked brag. Drake May was my quarterback that year. Mike Vrabel's the coach of the year in the AFC.
All right.
It's another example of the mass amount of accolades that the Patriots are getting nationally, never mind locally. Hour two, Jones and Keefe. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI. Presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We've been joined very frequently on Wednesdays by Taylor Kyles of CLNS. He's very courteous with his time. Taylor, thanks for joining us again here on Jones and Keefe.
Thanks for bringing me back, fellas. Good afternoon, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I want to start with this. I actually saw you and Cadlick, among others, kind of getting asked about a Patriots-style media game against the Patriots coaches.
Oh, boy.
We just finished talking to Justin Turpin, who played in that Celtics media game yesterday against the Celtics coaches. It did not go well. How, well, would you welcome the challenge, and how do you think it would go against the Patriots coaches in a media game against them?
We playing basketball or football?
Football.
Football.
Oh, football? Against the coaching staff. I don't know. I know McDaniels has a little background at quarterbacking, but I don't know if he's seen what Tom Curran can do with a football. And then, you know, I'm going to be cocky here and say, like, you know, I'm not a bad athlete myself, so we would at least give them a run for their money. I know Evan Lazar doesn't think we can, but I highly disagree.
Yeah, so this would be what, a flag football?
No.
You don't want Veritek.
No, full
contact.
You
don't want Veritek acting like the water boy, Bobby Boucher out there.
That's true.
I don't know. If we're doing tackle against Mike Vrabel, that might change my prediction a little bit. We got to play flag. I'm not trying to get tackled by that dude.
Speaking of Vrabel, you know, we're getting everybody's take on this. On Monday morning with the Greg Hill Show, he was asked about the relationship between Drake May and Josh McDaniels. And also he was asked about, like, you know, the credit. And, you know, he first and foremost was like, Drake May and the players get the credit, they get the credit. And then he brought up on his own Ashton Grant, the quarterback coach, and was like, this guy's doing a great job. And this, and I don't know, it just sort of added on our end anyway, it seemed like it added a little bit more of the Vrabel maybe not wanting to give McDaniels all the credit in the world, or maybe he's like the one guy that he didn't really pick on his staff. I don't know. Where do you come down on Vrabel when asked about McDaniels bringing up a lot of other names in a lot of these answers?
To be honest, I'm not really big on all the drama stuff, so I'm not going to give you anything too juicy on this one, but I will say I think it's big that Mike Vrabel tends to deflect towards people who don't get a lot of attention, like even when he's running to the sidelines, right, and you see players scoring touchdowns, and he's like, hey, that guy sprung you, that guy threw a block. So, I mean, everybody knows Josh McDaniels, right? The guy's won Super Bowls, the guy coached the greatest quarterback ever. His resume speaks for itself. And we also know that Mike Vrabel is big on trying to get his guys opportunities, right? Like, he understands, you know, especially after the whole Bill Belichick era, I'm sure, and knowing, kind of seeing that intimately, that it's good to get guys' names out there just in case they have opportunities for other opportunities outside and with other teams. So the way I read it, as someone who, you know, just hasn't personally gotten quite enough, I guess, enough of a tell from Vrabel that he has any beef or anything with McDaniels. I really do think it's him just wanting to bring that attention to the guys that we don't really talk about quite as often.
How do they, sticking with McDaniels then, how do they fix the run game? It was something they tried to get going in the second half last week. Your colleague on the beat, I'm not sure how he'd do in the media game. Maybe Hayden is like a third down back. Mike Reese said it's too much on Drake May. They have too much on his shoulders. They got to get the run game going. How do they fix that?
I mean, that's true. It's not going to be sustainable for you to go into December and hopefully into January and not have a run game that can supplement your passing game and have people know that you're one-dimensional and eventually just start sitting in too high shells and you still can't run. The issue, and I hate to say it because it feels like it's repetitive, but it really is time on task, like McDaniels is saying, and they really are one or two blocks away a lot of the time. And the biggest issue, I think, is at left guard and at center. Mike Nwenu did give up a couple bad plays, and you see that pretty regularly this season where one or two times in the run game he's going to have a really bad rep. But he's also one of their best players, and I think that kind of just is an example of how issues other places magnify when anybody makes a mistake. So starting with left guard, Jared Wilson has been outstanding in pass protection. The numbers don't necessarily show it. He's had some issues when it comes to picking up line games and things like that. But one-on-one, that kid is a freak. Like, he's got incredibly strong hands, phenomenal athleticism, be able to recover, get himself in position. Like, he's a very hard guy to beat cleanly. But in the run game, and this is why I think his future is at center more than it is at guard, he just doesn't generate a whole lot of power. And he's been struggling when it comes to getting off his first block and then reaching linebackers at the second level. So you're seeing some pretty good push. Like, Will Campbell got great push. The right side of the offensive line is still moving people. But it hurts when, all right, you got that initial carry, and then you get to the second level and you're running into a wall. It also doesn't help that Garrett Bradbury, very similar. He's been awesome in pass pro. I think he's honestly blown everybody's expectations away, even though he hasn't faced any really tough competition necessarily. But at the same time, he's been pretty inconsistent as a run blocker as well. He's a great athlete, so he's pretty good on those outside zone blocks. He can be good at the second level, but he's inconsistent when it comes to climbing. And like Jared Wilson, he doesn't generate a lot of power either. So it's hard in a team that wants to run a lot downhill, right? They want to run these gap schemes where they're just resetting the line vertically. That's hard to do when two of your five offensive linemen aren't really the strongest dudes. So I really think it is that. I wish I had an easy answer. I wish I could say, hey, just scheme it up, you know, use the pass as an extension of the run, which you absolutely can do, but you can only run from the problem for so long, and pun intended, I guess. So really, it's just the left guard and center spot need to be better, whether it's, you know, getting to their climbs. I think that would be a huge part of it, even if you're not necessarily getting the push you'd like up front. But I think that's been the biggest weak spot because you've seen positive things from the other guys.
What about Ramondre Stevenson? Is he just too afraid to drop the ball again that it's cutting down the chances of any big plays? What have you seen from him over the last few weeks?
I mean, I think that's definitely a part of it, but it's also Vrabel pretty much acknowledged this. Like, yeah, you know, there's probably some of that, but it's hard to blame them considering what happened in Buffalo for Ramondre Stevenson specifically. And Travion Henderson's ball security has been pretty good going back to college. I mean, when the running backs coach is preaching ball security, I'm sure as a rookie, you're like, hey, I don't want to be the one that fumbles because this is my opportunity to get more chances. So I wouldn't say that it's not a factor. Maybe he isn't hitting the hole quite as hard. But again, like last week was bad. That was the most tackles for loss they've allowed. So it's kind of like a quarterback, right? Where, all right, yeah, Drake May, if you look back at his tape, even though he was young, he did some kind of uncharacteristic things because he couldn't trust his offensive line. But when you're a running back and you can't really trust your blocking to even get you to the line of scrimmage, that can affect your play style as well. So, yeah, you can put some of the responsibility on the backs, but it's also up to the line to give them more opportunities to make some of these explosive runs that they've been lacking.
Taylor Kyles, CLNS, joining us here on Jones and Keefe on Wednesday on WEEI. You can give him a follow on Twitter. Good stuff there at TKyles39. I'm looking at the AFC, Taylor. Patriots now on top of the AFC East. They'd be the number four seed at 4-2. Buffalo's right behind them. Season ends today. They're playing Buffalo on wild card weekend. The teams in front of them in the AFC, the Chargers, the Steelers, the Colts. What's the Patriots ceiling in the AFC?
If this trajectory, if Drake May keeps playing the way he is, like I just posted it, he has an almost perfect passer rating on deep throws, which is not everything, but it's just not a thing that really happens. And that's just kind of the cherry on top to what's been a phenomenal past 2 weeks, really past few weeks from the second year quarterback. So if he keeps on this trajectory, it's impossible to say he's not playing at an MVP caliber. And if you got the MVP, that's going to get you in that upper echelon of your conference most likely. And obviously the defense still has some things to figure out, like we just mentioned, the run game. But if they can get any semblance of a run game and the defense continues to evolve the way that we've seen, like I think they've given up a lot of big plays, but I think you can explain a lot of them circumstantially. Like Spencer Rattler went off last week, right? Like he's taking what he can, and then he's also delivering on some big throws downfield. So I think the defense is going to be formidable for the rest of the season as long as they stay healthy. And again, the pass game has been excellent. So could they be one of the top one or two teams? I don't think that's crazy to say because this conference feels more wide open than it has in quite some time. Obviously, the Chiefs are starting to kind of claw back and maybe they're looking a little bit more like their dangerous selves. But I wouldn't have said this before the season, but I don't think it's crazy to expect them to at some point with this schedule be one of the top two best teams in the AFC. I think top three with their schedule would be a disappointment if they didn't at least get there.
You know, I was looking at your breakdown of Drake May on his deep balls this year, where he's 12 of 15 for 353 yards and four touchdowns, which I guess the question would be, should they do that more, or is one of the reasons why it's so successful is because they're picking and choosing the right spots?
So when I look at all of them, I actually think Drake's getting more comfortable. Like, you look at the first week of the season, he's kind of missing on a couple throws, and we were even saying at the time, doesn't feel like he's letting it rip the way he can. But last week, you started to see him make some FU throws. Like, on that weird sequence where they kept bringing things back due to penalties, and he has a crazy throw to Stephon Diggs that's brought back by a phantom penalty. He's like, all right, screw the refs, and does the same thing on the next play because they give him the exact same coverage, and it's arguably a better throw because he got hit as he let it go. And this week, I think, is going to be another week that he can push the ball downfield because the Titans, they haven't been tested deep very often. I don't think Geno Smith threw deep once last week. But there's vulnerabilities, and they've given up some deep balls in the same fashion that Drake May made them last week. So I think this is just going to continue. I think as he really understands the offense, knows that he can do the right thing and is being consistent, then his playmaking ability is going to take over. And this is a guy who is the best deep ball thrower in college football. As I think at that point he was a 21-year-old who was only in his second year as a starter. So, I mean, it seems crazy, you know, having a Tom Brady who was excellent, but there were the physical drawbacks that he had, obviously. And then you have Drake May now, who's a supercomputer and can do pretty much anything he wants on the football field. So I think this deep ball stuff is only going to get better as the year goes on. Now, the efficiency might not continue. Having this level of consistency is pretty much impossible throughout a season. But still, even college, he picked his spots well, and he puts the ball where it needs to be. So I really do think the sky's the limit when it comes to his deep passing.
I mean, a supercomputer with FU throws. I like that. That's a good combo right there is what that is.
Right?
So no Brian Callahan fired earlier this week. Does that make this game in any way more difficult for the Patriots? What sort of challenges do the Titans present on the field? It hasn't looked like much.
Well, that's the thing. The Titans don't have a ton of talent. Obviously, you have a complete game wrecker in Jeffrey Simmons, who I don't know if any player has represented the name of their team better than him. Because this dude is in his 30s, and he's still one of the best defensive tackles in football, and is genuinely unnerving to watch just how good he is and what a monster he is on the line of scrimmage. Sebastian Joseph Day, sneakily, is a good player as well on that defense. But in offensively, they got Cam Ward. Calvin Ridley isn't someone you can sleep on. They got a couple good guards. But this isn't kind of like that Raiders team where Josh got fired and then the good players showed up and they just completely popped off for that 1 week. This is a team that maybe they're a little bit different schematically with Mike McCoy running things and they throw a couple things at you. Maybe this is the breath of fresh air they needed to kind of play better ball than they have. But again, I think the ceiling for this team is still pretty capped. And if the Patriots do their jobs and they, you know, it seems like they're locked in. They're trying to win games. They're trying to get better every week. And now you got Mike Vrabel going back on top of a bunch of other coaches, Harold Landry, Jack Gibbons. Like, this is a homecoming game for a lot of people in the Patriots organization. So if they show up, even with the coaching change, I really don't see this being a terribly difficult game for the Patriots unless they just let Jeffrey Simmons do whatever he wants.
Well, you mentioned Harold Landry. We've been talking a lot about Vrabel, obviously, returning to Tennessee, but Landry had some good years down there as well, and this could be as good of a matchup for him to have a big day, right?
Oh, yeah. The offensive line for the Titans, like I said, Peter Skoronski's good. Kevin Zeitler, he's an older guy. He's really kind of pushing it, but still a very good and fundamentally sound player. Lloyd Cushenberry is a solid center, but their tackles have been rough. Dan Moore Jr. is someone you can exploit. That's going to be more Caleb Chaisson's job. But J.C. Latham has only played in two games. He played in the opener at right tackle. Then he played last week against Max Crosby, and Crosby kind of ate his lunch. And I'm not saying Harold Landry's that guy, but Landry is like top 10 in the NFL in quick pressures. And he's been doing that with his speed and with his bag of tricks. He can beat you with spin moves. He can beat you with swipes, just quick inside rips. So I think that J.C. Latham's going to be in for a very long day, and it should be one hell of a homecoming for Harold Landry.
Taylor, before we let you go, I want your thoughts on this. Two-part question. Are you a fan of horror movies, yes or no?
I love horror movies.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
We tiered off horror movie franchises yesterday.
Very controversial.
Now, this is the entire franchise. It's not just one select film.
Correct.
Out of the franchise. We had Scream, Final Destination, Saw, and what is this? The Evil Dead.
Yeah.
On our top tier of horror movie franchises. Do you have a favorite horror movie franchise?
I think I'm going to go with A Nightmare on Elm Street just because I had my godmother loved horror. She got me into it, and that was her favorite genre growing up. There's a special place in my heart for that freaky face Freddy Krueger, man. I don't know what it is. It just brings the nostalgia back. So, and plus, I think that franchise was going for like almost 30 years or something like that, which is insane. So. Oh, yeah.
We had it so scary.
Old Freddy Krueger.
We had it so scary. Tier two is what we had.
I think you make a good case for it. There are very strong films. There are also some very, very weak films. I feel like the tier that we had, the top tier ones, was more consistent across the board. Maybe higher highs than The Nightmare on Elm Street. So I don't. I'm going
nostalgia pick though, and also that's historic. It's historic. Although I do love me some Evil Dead, the most recent one.
Yeah.
Freaked me the hell out. That was awesome.
I agree.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Well, how about that? You can check out the tiers on the Odyssey app. You can check out Taylor Kyles at CLNS and on Twitter at TKyles39. Taylor, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Taylor Kyles joining us here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Yeah, we had that on the So Scary.
I love horror movies.
We had that on
That's
the So
good.
Scary
tier. Drop.
Yeah, no, that was a good one.
Well, that's because like Nightmare on Elm Street 2,
I didn't want to jump in on the full May or May
5 yeah. are like horrible movies.
Yeah.
But a lot of good ones, and it's got the very iconic villain.
Well, it's kind
of one of our top villains from last year.
Oh, for sure, one of the top villains. It's kind of like when you're talking a baseball Hall of Fame. We're notoriously small hall guys.
Oh, big time!
But sometimes you get a guy where you're like, boy, look at that peak.
Really good peak,
strong peak.
A Kurt Warner, but yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street is the Kurt Warner,
of
horror movies.
A Terrell Davis,
a TD.
That's a good peak.
No, actually, it wouldn't be that.
No, because you need more longevity.
You need a few years. Yeah, what happened there? Yeah.
True.
That's why it might be more like Kurt Warner.
Yeah, because Kurt Warner was backing up Eli.
Yeah, the Giants season.
Yeah, good point. No, that is a better one. Yeah. High, low, lows. Not just a short top shelf career.
That would be more Evil Dead. Evil Dead doesn't have as many movies as those other ones on that list.
Got it.
But the hit rate is through the roof.
Real high.
Yeah.
Okay, so you learn something new every day.
Uh-huh.
So again, at Jones and Keith on Twitter if you want to interact with those horror movie franchise tiers. That was yesterday on a Tier Tuesday. Today is Would You Rather Wednesday. Let's get to some Would You Rathers right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keith, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We have the hashtag Dork Minute coming your way at 11:45, so stay tuned for that. You can listen live on the Audacy app, Audacy. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. While you're on the Audacy app, go back and listen to Terp breaking down the Celtics media game. Go back and listen to Taylor Kyle's
quote-unquote game
from earlier this hour. Yeah, not much of a competition.
Yeah, a bit of a bloodbath.
Yeah. I think it was the way Greeny put it on Barstool was belt to ass is what that was. You can also hear Jason Veritek this morning with the Greg Hill Show, again, on the Odyssey app. So go back and use the rewind feature. Give that a listen. Meanwhile, here's some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday. What's first up here today, Billy?
Would you rather Cam Ward or Bryce Young?
Oh, boy.
Two number one overall picks.
Two of my guys.
Oh, yeah. You actually picked both these teams to win the divisions.
Divisions. No. I had Carolina as a playoff team, I believe. Yeah. I had the Bucks.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah, I had the Bucks.
Are we sure about that? That's why. Oh, you must have the Bucks.
I had the Bucks in the Super Bowl.
But you had Carolina. Okay.
I had Carolina in the playoffs. I definitely had the Titans winning their division, though.
All right. So this is what? Year three for Bryce Young.
Yep.
Just got a chance to see him firsthand. It was off to a very rocky start. He started every game, though, I think, his rookie year. And then last year, didn't play in all the games, but then ended up playing. Remember, he got like, benched.
Started,
he was in there.
Benched, yeah. Came back hot late last year.
Yeah, hot as a pistol.
Yep.
This year, he's off to a 3-3 start. Mm-hmm. Best start of his career, probably. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Cam Ward is in a, let's call it a tough spot. His coach has already been fired. He's been sacked more than any other quarterback in the NFL, and it's not even close.
He has one game-winning touchdown throw that got kicked into the end zone that his guy fell on top of.
Counts.
It counts.
Goes down as a big dub.
Sure.
As Arizona gifted them the game. I don't like either of these quarterbacks. Let the record show.
Yeah.
Let me get a couple more facts out here for you. Bryce Young's nickname?
Okay.
Carolina Reaper.
Carolina Reaper, like the pepper.
Why? Because he haunts the Carolinas.
I don't know why they call him that.
Well, he's the Reaper from Carolina.
He's also famously shorter than Mina Kimes. She claims she was in heels, but I think they're like the same height. It was not a good look for him prior to the draft. I think there's more of a book out in the NFL on Bryce Young. And even though I stole some fantasy points last week with him throwing 3 touchdowns, I don't believe in Bryce Young at all. Cam Ward, I didn't really like, but just barely started the NFL. If I had to choose between the two, I'd give me Cam Ward,
I guess. Cam Ward. Yeah. Who did you like better in their draft year?
Neither.
Who did you like better?
Oh, going in? I guess Cam Ward.
I like Ward better coming out. I didn't love Bryce Young his draft year. No. And the answer
is... I was a Stroud over Young guy.
The answer, same. The answer is Ward, because you're talking about it's been six games, and maybe he can right the ship. We've seen that with a lot of guys. Now, look, in fairness to Bryce Young, we've seen a lot of guys specifically leave Carolina and get fixed.
Oh, my God. Two of them are like MVP candidates.
Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. Yeah. So, like, I honestly don't think the book is totally closed on Bryce Young, but... If I got to pick one now, I don't feel great about either one, but I'm picking one, Cam Ward. It's six games in.
Yeah.
A lot can change. We've seen guys have disaster rookie years, turn it around. Maybe a new coach helps. Maybe not. Maybe year two, he's different. Maybe some weapons around him changes things, which I actually do think Bryce Young has a little bit of help around him, unlike Cam Ward.
He's got Tet now.
The joke's about Bryce Young.
He's got Rico Dowdle.
For God's sake.
The joke's about Bryce Young on Twitter anyway, where it's like, once he throws his obligatory interception to start the game, I think last week he had like a perfect quarterback rating after he threw a pick.
Yeah,
like
dude,
three touchdowns.
He threw three touchdowns and they beat Dallas.
Like, he makes a back-breaking mistake and then he plays really well.
He wakes up. It's like getting hit once.
I think the answer is Cam Ward. By the way, did you see what Cam Ward had to say to Mike Silver?
I don't think I saw this, no. What did Cam Ward have to say?
So this is the same guy who said, basically, Jabril Peppers. He's like, we're ass, or whatever he said earlier this year.
Cam Ward said that?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, we're ass. I've been playing like ass.
Oh, right. We played that. It was in the press conference.
Yes.
I was at a press conference after the game.
You're right. It wasn't
like,
mic'd up on the field like Peppers. It was to the media.
I'll keep it a buck right now.
Yeah.
Like, we're terrible or whatever. Like, we're effing terrible.
We're ass.
Yeah.
So to Mike Silver, he asked him to grade himself, Silver, and he graded himself an F, which is not surprising. He did say, I'm not playing how I want right now, so once I play how I want to play, I think the rest of the league is effed.
That was D-.
That was his direct quote to Mike Silver. So look out, rest of the league. Once he figures it out, the rest of the league is effed.
Okay.
That was a direct quote.
I guess if you say so.
Okay. What else do we have for Would You
Rather? Would you rather Peyton Pritchard start or come off the bench again this year?
I like six man.
I like start.
Oh, I like six man.
Start.
That's right. Six man.
Start.
I think I'd rather him come off the bench. He's very good at that. Doesn't mean you don't finish the game. Doesn't mean you don't play more minutes than some of the starters. I like him coming off the bench. I would start Simons with White and Brown and then two other big dudes.
Right. This is what I don't want. I don't want to start two of those guys.
What do you mean?
Two big guys?
Well, like maybe Hauser, like not even really a big guy.
Yeah,
but you could go Hauser.
I'd rather
have two big guys.
Well, this was right. Who are you starting? They've been in some of these preseason
Boucher games.
I think starting like Boucher and other guys.
Tillman started some of these games.
Yeah, I don't want that. I'd rather.
So would you start all? You'd go just like Villanova from the early 2000s, like four guards.
Yes.
Peyton Pritchard and Simons, I think, is tough to put out there.
That's gonna be tiny.
You're a little in the backcourt,
but. Yeah, I don't.
But he was so effective as a sixth man last year.
He was. You don't think he'd be effective as a starter?
Less so. I think there's something about him coming in there, going up against some of the backups, also just being like an energy spark plug off the bench.
There you go. You like this lineup? This was a recent lineup. They did start Pritchard and Simons in one of these preseason games where Jaylen Brown didn't play.
And it was a mistake.
Their front court was Kata.
Yeah, Nemus Kata is good.
Boucher.
Chris Boucher, he can shoot.
And the lawnmower. Josh Minot. They all started a preseason
game.
Lawnmower got out there.
All right, I don't love that lineup.
How about this one? This is Pritchard, White, Brown, Hauser, Boucher. That's closer.
That's closer
to what I would want to do.
So then is Simons your sixth man? Or no, you're starting both of them?
I'd start them both.
No, I don't know if you can do that, though, against certain teams.
Okay, but then the alternative is you're starting Hauser and one of their crappy bigs.
Hauser can fill it up from three.
Hauser can do that off the bench.
Yeah, but you need somebody to body some of these big guys. Not every team is going to start four guys under 6'4".
Brown, White, Hauser, Tillman, Boucher. That was another preseason lineup.
Yeah.
I don't know if that team's beating the Celtics media.
Are you changing maybe the coaches. Maybe they lose to the coaches.
Yeah, maybe the coaches. Good point.
Do they scrimmage each other? And how's that game go? What do you think? Are you still over the 40 wins, though?
Yes.
Yeah, so am I. I mean, this sounds kind of harrowing when you go through like some of the lineups.
Well,
but
we did this with the Bruins. Oh, we should have really Chicago Bulls the whole thing.
Oh, you know what we're going to do next week, actually?
What's that?
Is our preseason team awards. Our team six man, our team all-stars, our team defensive player, our team clutch player.
Got to do that.
All that stuff.
Have to do that.
Should we do that with Terp on Wednesday?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's
mark
make
it down,
sure.
guys.
Yeah,
can you write that down in our planner?
Yeah. Yeah, we could add that to the list.
Nick's shaking his head.
And then CC and the Celtics coaches on this because they're going to want to hear what Terp has to say about it.
I'm going to put Emile Jefferson on comeback player of the year.
Okay, so I want Pritchard to start. You want him off the bench.
Yep.
Okay. What else do we have, Billy?
Would you rather your neighbor put up Halloween decorations for 2 months or have an all-night fireworks show every 4th of July?
Okay.
So one of my neighbors does this, and it's a nightmare for the dog. I've talked about this every summer. It is a show that is better than the town show. It's obnoxious. They play like loud music all day, which, you know, whatever. Maybe it makes me sound old, and I'm fine with that. But then it's the dog is terrified of fireworks. And
how old is Harrow?
Oh, God. What are you trying to say?
No, I mean, like, Charles is almost 13, and he couldn't hear a firework if he tried these days. Oh, like could it? Like, they used to really bother him.
No, his ears are good.
Can't hear anymore. So I think now, present day,
his ears are good.
And no teeth.
Yeah, I would lean towards.
Enough's enough, John. Stop torturing this dog. I love dogs, but this poor guy.
I would lean towards the fireworks show now because it doesn't bother the dog. But when it used to bother Charles and he would go hide behind the toilet.
It's the worst.
I would have chosen anything but the fireworks show.
Also, do you care more if somebody is like way early with the decorations or way late? Because I always find it odd.
What would bother me more? The way late would bother me more.
Yeah, because if you're super excited
like
about it.
Either one. But the more, if you still have your Halloween decorations up like a week later, like, what the hell are you doing?
You're like,
I'll give you a couple of days.
Yeah.
Halloween's on a Thursday. You got till Sunday to get that crap down. But like the next week?
Yeah, No, that's when it's like bleeding into like February for the Christmas stuff. And you're like, guys, let's kind of figure this out.
Right.
Maybe take down the Nutcracker. Maybe it's time to kind of find a place for it.
Yeah. So,
but at least that's not like a whole loud show. That's not keeping the kids up. That's not freaking the dog out.
Some of those lights.
Well, some of the lights, I guess. Yeah, you got to dim it a little bit.
I mean, I heard some people have 300 items on their lawn.
Yeah, that one guy's going for the Guinness Book.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. I'll say, give me the decorations up. That one night, it's only one night of the year, but it's brutal. Can't stand it.
Yeah, I'll go with the fireworks show present day. But again, you asked me this 2 years ago when Charles had working ears. I might have answered differently. What else?
Finally, would you rather be a Titan or an Oiler?
I want this for the football team, or what would I like to do?
What would you rather be? Like, if you were known
as,
yeah, probably a Titan. Titan of industry.
Sure.
Oh, I was thinking like mythical Titan.
A mythical Titan, sure.
Yeah.
Rather than an Oiler?
Is an oil man?
I mean, oil men do pretty well. They have a lot of money.
They do. Those Wildcatters do real nice.
They do nice. Yeah.
Jerry Jones, is he a Wildcatter? He's an oil man.
He is an oil man.
He's got a cat wagon.
Daniel Day-Lewis famously was an oil man.
Yeah,
Not like the best guy. He worked hard. Mm-mm. He was a complicated creature. I think Titan, though, is the answer. Now, when you're talking about football team, not even close.
Oilers.
Oilers every day of the week.
Oilers all day, every day. Bring back those unis.
The helmet was better.
Yeah.
The uniform color was better.
I like
the whole thing.
The personnel.
Should Tennessee.
You like all those wide receivers. I know this
about
you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hayward Jeffries, Curtis Duncan, Webster Slaughter.
I like Webster Slaughter, yeah.
These guys were awesome.
See the
Drew Hill.
Who wore the turtleneck? That was Webster Slaughter?
That might have been Ernest Givens.
Maybe Ernest Givens, yeah.
I remember all those guys, Curtis Duncan, and we talked about this before. As a kid, and maybe because of Tecmo Bowl, you thought they all were like 2,000-yard receivers. They're all like 800.
Like 850? Yeah, there were so many
wide,
of them. Yeah.
Shotgun, four wide. You got to feed those guys. It's like 700 yards. You're like, oh, guess he wasn't as good as I thought he was growing up. Should the Tennessee Titans be allowed to wear the Houston Oilers throwbacks, or should that be given to the Houston Texans?
Yes, they should be allowed to.
I know, but they left Houston. That's not fair.
Yeah, but
should the Ravens wear Browns throwbacks?
I mean, more so. Well, good point.
Thank you.
If there was
the defense rests, Your Honor.
Well, hang on. No, but
no, I got you. I already trapped you. You can't get out of a trap.
But the Cleveland Browns aren't like the Cleveland Bulldogs. They have the same name. That's different. If the Houston Texans were the Houston Oilers, they would get them. But they're not. They're the Houston Texans. You don't get them. You're not the franchise.
Should the Baltimore Ravens be able to wear the Baltimore Colts?
No, the Colts are still the Colts. It doesn't work. It doesn't work in that scenario.
Should the Boston Red Sox be able to wear the Boston Braves outfit?
Yes. Yeah, that one they should get to do. The B is very different.
Should the New Orleans Pelicans be able to wear the Lakers uniforms? Yeah, I got you.
Wait, I don't even get that one.
New Orleans? It was the New Orleans...
No, they moved from
the Jazz.
Lakers moved from Minneapolis.
Should they be able to wear the Utah Jazz uniforms? That's what I meant.
No,
Minnesota Timberwolves should be able to wear the LA Lakers uniforms.
Yeah, you were thinking Pelicans should wear the Bobcats.
What? Bobcats, Hornets.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, that was a weird trade-off for
it
a while.
Was.
Charlotte Bobcats has to be the worst organization, the worst uniform, the worst anything. Like, that was such a fake NBA team the whole time.
What are the Bobcats now, technically? They're the new Hornets?
The Charlotte
or
Hornets.
Did they move somewhere else? They are technically
the Hornets.
Okay.
Yeah, like, one of the best names, best mascots,
the Titans,
best uniforms.
No, the Titans should get the Oilers uniforms.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, they should.
But it's like a slap in the face. It's like when Carolina wears like the Hartford Whaler stuff. You're like, you pulled the team out of there. Okay, but you don't get to wear
but
that.
But that's still the same. That's the path of the franchise. You should get to do that.
All right, if you want to play the path game, then just be ready. You can have a lot of weird uniforms.
No, again, if the Houston Texans change their name to the Houston Oilers, they would now get it. It's your name.
Got it.
But you don't get it anymore.
It's their city. They're a proud city.
It is. Yeah. They couldn't keep a football team.
I don't remember Webster Slaughter having 600 yards receiving for any team in Tennessee.
617-779-7937. That's a Would You Rather every Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. We have the hashtag Dork Minute with Rich Keefe next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, what a time for a hashtag Dork Minute here on WEEI. Jones and Keefe. Two Dork episodes out this week on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We reviewed From Dusk Till Dawn, the 1996 horror classic, as well as Peacemaker Season 2. Those are the two episodes that are out right now at your leisure.
I believe From Dusk Till Dawn, Twitch chat was requesting maybe should have been lumped into our horror movie franchise tiers, which you said, not so fast,
my friend. It could have. I mean, there's a lot more franchises than we tiered. There was one incredible movie, and then there was two direct-to-DVD movies that didn't have like George Clooney or Juliette Lewis in it.
Sounds like a lower
TV
ceiling
show
there for those, yeah.
And a video game.
Okay.
That was it. From Dusk Till Dawn.
All right, but check those out. Hashtag Double Dork Podcast.
That's
every
right.
Monday. Yeah.
Box office this past weekend, Tron Ares made $33 million, which was well short of what they were hoping for. This is the sequel to Tron. Jared Leto's in this. Sort of an odd duck, I would say. Jared Leto.
Yeah, Nick, you were pretty outspoken about him, correct?
I'm just not a fan of Jared Leto.
I think we
moved on from him by now.
Yeah, I think we could. I'll move on.
Is he still in his band?
Oh, I think so.
That's still a thing.
30 Seconds to Mars.
I mostly know him from award shows. He's constantly at award shows that my wife watches, and he's just at that with.
He'll
his,
go method.
With his gorgeously long hair,
beautiful locks of hair.
Yeah.
He'll go method. He really immerses himself. there were really funny anecdotes from the set of the Suicide Squad, or no, just Suicide Squad, not the Suicide Squad. Those are separate movies.
Good to know.
Where he would send dead rats and used condoms to some of his co-stars. So a real cut up.
They like that.
Yeah. He was just getting into the character.
Sure.
Because he played Hot Topic Joker. So that's what he did in that one. But that was the number one movie, even though it was a big disappointment. Also, Roof Man came in second. This is the movie that's based off a true story where...
It's getting reviewed well.
I was just going to say that. Even I'm aware that it's getting reviewed quite well. Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes, 84% by the critics, 86% by the audience. Channing Tatum living in a Toys R Us.
Yeah.
So Kirsten Dunst is in it, Peter Dinklage, Ben Mendelsohn, Juno Temple. So yeah, that's doing pretty well. And then I think third was One Battle After Another, which in the conversation for movie of the year, no doubt.
Movie of all time.
Some are saying.
Yes.
Some are saying. All right, The Task season finale is this Sunday. This has been the HBO show I mentioned several times. It has picked up steam around here. Greg's all about it now.
Oh, meaning yeah, Greg in this office. Yes, Greg.
Yeah, because you were wondering about the word of mouth.
It seemed like the water cooler talk had died down a little bit here at WEEI, but it has picked back up. Yes.
He wasn't as all in after the first episode as I was, but then the subsequent episodes. You can get in on it now. It's only 7 total episodes, including this one coming up on Sunday night, but I would think it's a late entry for show of the year, as will be The Chair Company. I hit on it briefly on Monday. The new Tim Robinson show is excellent. It's everything you could possibly want in a Tim Robinson show. So I recommend that very much.
Has anybody else caught that yet?
Yeah, I watched the first episode. It's good.
You watched it as well. Okay.
It's amazing. This is right up Billy's alley. At New York Comic Con, there's more Marvel updates, more Marvel shows.
Nice.
Getting ready to hit Disney Plus.
Billy's always asking for that.
Yeah, there's not too many already.
There isn't.
Never enough.
So there's one called Wonder Man.
Wonder Man.
Yeah, one of the characters they have not
sounds lame
used yet. Wonder Man.
I'm gonna steal.
Sounds like there's a reason that they haven't used him yet.
I'm gonna steal a line from Dice on the text line.
White bread as a shield.
Dice said, "From Dusk Till Dawn sounds like Keith's ex-wife when he was out of town." I'll say Wonder Man sounds like Keith when he was out of town thinking about his ex-wife. But hat tip to Dice. Wonder Man. Okay.
Yeah. So Wonder Man, and they even make a the show comes out in January, and in the trailer there's a little bit of a joke about like, oh, do we have superhero fatigue? Like that kind of thing. Like they're kind of like leaning into the Billies of the world.
Yes. Got it. They're on.
Yeah, Billy's like, I'll answer that for you.
Should have been a quick scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, positive news. It looks like Jessica Jones could be returning to the MCU in the next season of Daredevil. So
is that like Kristen Ritter's been like all over the red carpet?
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty much.
I was wondering why she was all over.
I feel like I saw that, actually.
Yeah, Kristen Ritter.
I feel like I saw that show. No. Nice. I watched that show.
Nice.
How many seasons was that, Jessica Jones?
3 seasons.
Okay. I think I watched the first season.
Yeah, first season's excellent. Second season's trash. Third season's fine.
Okay.
But then they like cancel all those Netflix shows, and then they've rebooted like some of them, and so she hasn't been like brought into the new universe here, but she will be. But this new Lego Back to the Future DeLorean is being made.
Ooh,
small one, $27.99.
What?
Yeah, I know. Legos are usually like
that feels like a steal.
Walk in the door,
$27.99.
It must be like 4 pieces.
I'm telling you,
I believe.
I
think it was 357.
No chance. 357 pieces and it's $27?
It seems like the best deal of all time. You never see that from Lego.
Yeah, well, this is like, if this is a new future unit of measure on Jones and Keith, this is like
$28.
It's like a heist. It's like and we got a reference to any kind of like steal.
The Lego DeLorean.
Deal. Yeah.
$28. Better value. Lego DeLorean, $28, or a Jeff Cirillo cameo for $9.
Oh, well, that's Jeff Cirillo.
Jeff Cirillo.
First of all, it was only $9.
$9.
You get 3 DeLoreans for that.
He didn't name all 12 people in our fantasy league, but he did a pretty good job.
He
was close.
Most of the way there.
He sort of randomized it. How excited are you guys for Fear Factor returning in January?
Who's hosting?
Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, maybe a little bit more, actually.
Way more. I wouldn't have been interested. I really never watched Fear Factor. I was
like,
aware of it, obviously.
Me too. I feel like maybe most of my working knowledge was the Chappelle sketch. But
yeah, that's true.
If they were going to bring Rogan back, maybe I'd watch run the show back.
Yeah, I think Rogan's probably busy.
Yeah, I feel like he's too busy and too big for that.
But Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville, good.
Who I love. Haven't seen him in a lot recently. That's fine. He burned hot. He was great. Very charismatic. I've always loved Johnny Knoxville. And we'll see. It's really just going to be them eating bugs and like laying around with spiders and
probably
stuff.
Probably a lot of snake stuff. I can't imagine.
I tune out on snake
that's
stuff.
That's not your kind of show.
What's the thing on Fear Factor where you would just be like, I'm not going to win. And
anything,
just walk out.
Anything heights related.
I
say this
really?
I say this all the time about the challenge. And like, there's a million things I couldn't do on the challenge,
yeah,
but I would try.
Yeah.
The Heights ones, there's some where I would walk out. I would be like, I am not
Guys,
even,
that's it for me?
I'm not even attempting that.
Tip your cap?
Yeah.
I just feel like if
anything Heights-related, like, I would be out.
But like NBC, they got to strap you in there pretty good. They can't have you die on the show.
No, famous last words.
It would be ratings.
Famous last words until you're Veronica, and then, you know, Mormon Veronica Julie's out there ready to rip you down from the zip line.
That's true. Yeah, I get height stuff. I would be scared of height stuff that wasn't above water. The water ones, I think I could do.
Yeah, I think I would.
The height stuff in the middle of a city is insane.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, okay, Fresh Meat season one was airing last night, Keith.
Yeah, nice.
And
Carmaria?
Aviv, Dorel. No, she was.
Oh, two?
I think she was two.
Okay.
Kenny and Evan, yes.
Yeah.
Evelyn.
Okay, I smell what you're stepping
on. A lot of strong competitors there.
Yep.
They were on like an 80-story building where they had to walk out with their partner, do like a little 360 back-to-back with their partner, and walk back on like this like beam that went out over the city. I'm like, no chance. Zero chance.
Good teamwork for
no
that.
No way.
All right, well, that's, any snake stuff I'd be out on. Like the food stuff, like whatever. It's gross, but you just eat it.
Yeah, I'll eat some bugs. Yeah, not a problem.
I don't care. Stranger Things season 5, the final season, they announced the first 4 episodes, the run times, 68 minutes, 54, 66, and 83.
Oh boy.
And then the series finale is going to be 2 hours long.
Oh my God.
A lot of meat on that bone. And we had a major rebrand in the world of streaming services. Apple TV Plus is now going to be known as Apple TV.
Oh.
They ditched the plus.
Yeah,
didn't even know it was plus. I thought it was Apple TV.
It was.
Who does this? Who does this all the time?
HBO Max.
That's what it is.
They've had a bit of a hot potato situation with their stuff
because they were Max.
Yeah.
HBO Max.
Yeah.
Well, they were HBO Go.
There it is. Yeah.
HBO Max.
There it is.
It was a bit of a mess.
Within three years.
Apple TV Plus said this isn't working.
No, you know what the studio said?
They got thousands of dollars, got in a meeting room, and they said hundreds of thousands of dollars for the rebrand and said, get rid of the
plus. They took the plus off. The studio said, quote, this is their vibrant new identity. That's a quote from Apple. So you may have noticed your app
has
changed.
Maybe their new identity should be making shows that people want to watch.
I don't want to be.
Yeah, put more stuff. They need more stuff.
How does removing a plus make you vibrant?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it makes you less vibrant.
Should add another plus.
Yeah. It should be a plus Apple.
plus
Apple Plus. Put one on the front and on the back.
Apple TV triple X.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're here
come all the bots.
That's vibrant.
Yeah, that is real vibrant.
Yeah, I don't want to be a Titan or an Oiler. I want to be a consultant on stuff like this. That's how you really make some cash.
What should we call our HBO app? HBO. Can we get lunch now? Like, no. Let's think about this. Like,
Max.
I don't know. HBO. Max. Yeah, fine.
HBO Go.
HBO Max.
And HBO Plus. Go.
HBO on the go. HBO Max.
Every idea.
Plus.
Triple X.
Yeah, triple X. Like, we're trying to get away from that.
Yeah, no, but it's good.
Could be like
People
Max
like that.
With like three X's. Like, no.
All right.
Okay. HBO with three X's?
No. All right, that's the hashtag Dork Minute every Wednesday, 11:45.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.